everyone. Welcome back to our series on the books of the Bible. And today we're going to be talking about the book of Joshua. In my opinion, this is one of the most beautiful books of triumph that we see all throughout the Bible. The Israelites, as we've seen them to this point, have not really been much of a nation. They were a family when they came out of the land where Abraham was, out of Israel, and they went to Egypt. And then after leaving that, they wandered in the wilderness for 40 years. But now we actually start to see, for the first time, a nation that has its own land. And this, I believe, is a book of triumph. It is a book of God's people being in accordance with God's word and being right in the eyes of God. And because of that, God helping them defeat any enemy that comes against them. As we start into the book of Joshua, we start off in chapter 1, and it shows us the passing of the torch, where, of course, we've seen Moses leading the Israelites out of the land of Egypt and leading them as they wandered in the wilderness. But we, of course, know that he was not allowed to enter into the land, and he, of course, died at the end of the book of Deuteronomy. So here we see Joshua kind of taking over, and chapter 1 is basically saying Joshua is now the leader of the Israelites. And as we look at chapter 2, we move in and it tells the story of the Israelites once again spying out the land that God had promised to them. If we remember all the way back into the book of Exodus, after they left the land, God instructed them to spy out the land. And they came back with a bad report of the things that they had seen. They said, oh, there's no way we could possibly take over this land. The people there are too powerful. And by this, they proved their lack of faith. So once again, we see that there are two people that are sent into the land, and especially into Jericho, to spy it out. And of course, they come back, and now we see that the people of Israel are faithful unto God, and they believe that they are going to be able to conquer the land. In chapters 3 and 4, we then see that they cross over the Jordan River, and finally, after 40 plus years, they enter the land that God has promised to them. Now, following this, we see that the book of Joshua is basically a book of conquest. It's a book where the Israelites go, and as they travel through the land, they conquer every city and every place that they go to. As they enter into a new place, if there is a nation that is inhabiting it, that is opposed to them, that is opposed to God, Israel is effective in taking land. The first one that we really see is they go into Jericho. And of course, we know the story of the walls of Jericho, how Rahab, this prostitute, was the one who allowed them in when they were spying out the land, and how she's the only one who's going to be saved from there. But the Israelites march around the walls of the city, and God destroys the walls for them to enter in. All throughout this book, we see the ways that God has helped his people because they were faithful to be successful and to be triumphant in all of these various battles. They are pushing forth in a conquest to take over the land that God had promised to give them. And as we look at it, it's a book that shows that when God promises something, it will absolutely happen. All throughout this book, we only see Israel losing a battle one single time. And this, I believe, is the second one that they go into. And it is a battle with a nation called Ai. It's literally just spelled Ai. And they go in and they underestimate this nation. They say, oh, we don't need to send very many people. But before this, after they had attacked Jericho, they took out of the city of Jericho some things that God had prohibited them from taking. And because of this, the anger of the Lord was against Israel, and they were defeated, or at least they had to retreat from Ai, and many of the people that were there were killed in this. Ultimately, we see that they turn back to God and that they are able to be successful in defeating Ai and continuing the conquest that they have. But throughout this, that's the only time that we see them being defeated in battle. No other time throughout the entirety of the book of Joshua does Israel really even have a difficulty in battle against all of these other nations and these other groups of people that they come against. In this, we see that God was constantly on their side. He took down the walls of Jericho. At one point, he caused the sun to stand still in the sky so that the Israelites were able to continue on in their battle. It says on multiple occasions that God gave these armies over into their hands. While Israel wasn't a very technically trained military force, while they weren't necessarily the biggest or the most powerful of all of the nations that we see, they were absolutely unstoppable all throughout the book of Joshua in the way that they defeated and that they took on these different nations. This is a story of people who were faithful unto God, and because of that, they were blessed. It's a great book to study when we are thinking about and looking for examples of God's protection and God's care. And when we're looking for reasons and ways that God has provided for his people in the past. But even more than that, I think it's the perfect example of a book for us to look at to get an understanding that God keeps his promise. All throughout this book, we see it as the fulfillment of the promises that God made to Abraham. And as God has reminded them when they went and they tried to scope out the land and spy out the land for the first time, when God says he'll give them the land, he'll absolutely do it. When they went in, there was no one that could stand in their way because God was on their side. He had promised that he would give them the land, and he absolutely did. One final verse that I want us to leave with is the book of Joshua, chapter 21. Joshua chapter 21, I want to start in verse 43. Here it says, "Thus the Lord gave to Israel all the land that he swore to give to their fathers. And they took possession of it, and they settled there. And the Lord gave them rest on every side, just as he had sworn to their fathers. Not one of all their enemies had withstood them, and the Lord had given all their enemies into their hands. Not one word of all the good promises that the Lord had made to the house of Israel had failed. All came to pass." This, I believe, is the key passage to the book of Joshua. It tells us everything. The Israelites, every bit of land that God had promised to them, they were successful in receiving. God had told them that they were going to be able to beat those different nations, that they were going to be victorious in battle, and they were. Every promise, every bit of the good word that God had promised to them, he made good on that promise. God is a keeper of promises. God has not changed from the time that he made promises to Abraham or that he made promises to the nation of Israel. In the New Testament, we see that there are a lot of promises that God gives to us as people. And the most important of these is a promise of eternal life. We know that God is not slack concerning his promises. He's not one who takes his time and who ignores the promises that he made, as we see people in the world do. It's such a benefit and such a joy being a Christian because we know that we have a promise of something great in this world. And we serve a God, as seen here in the book of Joshua, who does not break promises. It's such a beautiful book when we look at it to see the faithfulness of God when we are faithful unto him. That is the book of Joshua. Next week we'll go in and we'll look at the book of Judges, where we see a little bit of the same, but also mixed in with a little bit more of the Israelites' shortcomings and more times when they fail against God. So that is all for this week. Hopefully you will be able to join us as we look at Judges next week. Thank you all very much for watching.